This is Sharon Wolf bringing you the sixth installment of an ongoing series looking into the issues surrounding getting older in Humboldt County, conservatorships, and local election issues. The segments are available at KMUD News on SoundCloud or at theriodeltimes.com, along with my notated copies of the public records from the conservatorship case that I filed for my mom. The issues raised in Mom's conservatorship case have collided with the race for district attorney and superior court judge. It's time for the candidates to speak about the issues that residents care about, and the safety and protection of our families is definitely near the top of that list. The court system is the last line of protection, in theory, for individual civil rights. It is the place where all are allegedly equal before the law and people have an opportunity to be heard. The blindfolded lady holding the scales of justice kind of ideal that we are completely unfamiliar with in Humboldt County. I would encourage all of the candidates to listen to the earlier segments and take a look at the public records that are posted at theriodeltimes.com so they are familiar with the issues, because there are some basic questions that I think everyone deserves an answer to. What are you going to do, if elected, to ensure the protection of basic civil rights for everyone, not just the well-connected? And I don't mean in some campaign slogan, canned language kind of a way. Talk is cheap, quite frankly. I have a concrete example here to look at. There are at least two documented cases of vulnerable elders who had the right to legal representation in order to protect their civil rights, but they were never assigned counsel. Why? Probate Code Section 1471A talks about the mandate to appoint counsel in conservatorship cases, and it applied here. A court may appoint counsel in the probate conservatorship, except in specific circumstances when the court is required to appoint counsel. For a conservatorship that is opposed or that involves putting a person into a locked care facility, for example, the court shall appoint the public defender or private counsel to represent the proposed conservatee. Shall. What part of shall is unclear to the Humboldt County Superior Court? Neither my mom or my stepdad received the full right to be heard according to the law due to their mental incapacity and the lack of legal representation of their interests before the court. Plain and simple. The candidates for DA and for judge would know this as Judicial Canon 3B. For everyone else who are playing along at home, you will find more information about this at theriodeltimes.com. So again, the question for the candidates is, what are you going to do, if elected, to ensure the protection of basic civil rights for everyone, not just the well-connected? The courthouse is an insular network of attorneys, judges, and staff who work closely together on numerous cases. They all know each other, and they know what each other is doing. They know each other's reputations as well. It is amazing what I am hearing off the record. But if you mention the name of the attorney involved in my mom's conservatorship, or her Arcata-based law firm where she is a senior partner, then the wall of silence slams down. People clamp their hands over their ears and run screaming, as if there is any semblance of plausible deniability left around here. Cronyism in the courthouse and its impact on non-crony residents is the worst-kept secret in the county, but everyone in the courthouse plays along like they don't see what's going on around them. It's called play along to get along, and it robs you of your most fundamental rights. That is exactly what allows these kinds of abuses to continue and grow unabated. It is also illegal. The courthouse staff, which includes judges and attorneys, are required to take appropriate action when they are aware of misconduct or breaches of the rules of professional conduct. Again, for those playing along, this falls under Judicial Canon 3 and state bar requirements. As a direct result of the refusal to assign anyone to represent Mom and Ron, they were both subsequent victims of elder financial fraud committed by that local prominent attorney. The judge knowingly accepted altered judicial counsel forms that were legally deficient. That means the attorney faked the mandatory forms and then had someone sign it that wasn't legally eligible to sign it. The judge knowingly rubber-stamped the fraudulent legal papers that this attorney drew up and then secured the signature of an Alzheimer's and a dementia patient on, and so on and so forth. If I didn't live this myself, I would think someone was making up a very bad story, because there is no way that this could be true in the United States. So candidates, how will you ensure the integrity and independence of the court if elected? The folks in the courthouse should recognize that language as Canon 1. A judge shall uphold the integrity and independence of the judiciary. That sounds pretty straightforward on paper, but it is apparently not so easy in practice locally. There will be no plausible deniability for the civil right violations against at least two vulnerable adults. That is two that we know of currently. There is no reason to believe that what happened to my mom and Ron is an outlier or unusual in any way. It had every appearance of being the routine, and that's what's scary. All of this would be swept under the rug and ignored completely if it wasn't for the fact that we have the ability to publicize exactly what has happened here. We are taking away the cloak of invisibility that the Insular Network has had protecting them for so long. No more plausible deniability for anyone. So the question is, where will the candidates stand on the issue of cronyism in the courthouse and its impact on all of us? Selective justice is no justice. There is a process for a reason. The civil rights of vulnerable individuals in California rely entirely on the judicial branch to protect, without fear or favor. If the court is unwilling to even assign counsel or follow the statutes designed to protect the rights of vulnerable elders, then there are no basic civil rights in Humboldt County for any of us. No one cares until it happens to them or someone they love, and then it's too late. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to check out the other segments from this series and the notated public records posted at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting.